in, everybody. This is another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Just Want to Talk, brought to you by All of Us Speaking. Arky Shea here. That is David Wenzel. David, hello.
Hello.
All right. That you like to go accents. I appreciate that.
I think if that was an accent. I just said it weird.
I appreciate that because I have a tendency, and in this last week, I got a tendency to get into like Australian and Irish accents, to which Mrs. Arky and her father hated. Her mother was okay with.
Take some practice, I guess.
I don't even know if I was practicing. I just felt like I was talking. And then all of a sudden an accident just started happening and then I couldn't stop it.
It's hard.
You ever get into those streaks?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's bring in our guest and then we'll all talk about accents. He is Derek Stroop, Acting Stroopin' on Twitter, who happens to owe me a follow back, by the way, on Twitter. Derek Stroop. Hey, man.
Hey, Arky, what's going on, man? What's up, Dustin?
Who?
Oh, sorry. I was calling you Dustin. Sorry about
yes.
that.
So do the Dustin accent.
Hey.
There you go. Dustin accent. Derek, you ever go into like just strings of consciousness that seem to turn into accents?
Absolutely.
What's your go-to accent?
Oh, it has to be, and it's pretty contagious around me and my friends, but we all start talking like we're from like New Jersey or Boston.
Oh,
and I can do it. And sometimes it just happens on total accident, but it's like, it's easier to insult your friends. It's easier to talk about anything when you're like, hey, what are you doing, man? Come on, man. Just hand me the hot sauce. You're moving too slow. You're moving. My food's cold now. Now I hope that hot sauce isn't only hot, but I hope it's warm. You know, stuff like that. It's all vinegar.
I feel like I did not have, I have no like go-to as far as accents. It feels like it's accidental. Like I never think about
it. Nice play on words.
I just thank you.
Beautiful.
I do radio for a living. 40 hours a week, 42 hours a week, actually. David, what's your go-to accent?
Cockney.
Cockney?
Yeah.
I feel like there was a long time where you were doing Russian.
Cockney?
Yeah, I was doing Russian as well.
What's
yeah.
Cockney?
Hello, guy.
I didn't know that. I thought that was terrible English.
Well, it is. It's awful English.
That's
pretty
good.
I get stuck in it, and it's hard to come out of it when you start.
That's pretty good.
Was it you or was it someone else I saw had like a like dialects on tape?
I have that.
Like CD. There was just like it, just a repeat of words you could say.
Yeah, haven't
like, it. Hello, governor. Hello, governor. Hello, governor. I'm working on it, guys.
Phrases and it has different words that.
Is hello, governor one of them?
I don't think so.
So it's like Rosetta Stone for bad accents.
Right.
Yeah, I got you.
Because the funny thing is, like, they try to teach you to do the accent, but like all accent books are like, by the way, there's no way that you can just learn to do an accent without, it's just like a language. You can't do it without immersing yourself. Every dialect is different because there's no official accent. Because
yeah,
they're
true,
trying to speak with
true.
An American accent if true. They're coming over here. They're trying to speak with an American accent. They just have an accent because they're not good at, you know what I mean? The more accent they have, everything is different. So like if they come over here, that's a mix between a French accent and an American mm-hmm. accent.
Yep.
Sometimes they're really good at pronouncing this word, but they're not good at pronouncing that word. So
Accents even change in states. Like, I just moved from East Alabama to North Alabama. And let me go ahead and tell you, the closer you get to Dega, the harder it is to understand people. And it's just a fact. And they're still great people. But I'm just saying that I have to, you know, do a couple more come agains because their directions and their dialect sometimes are hard to understand. So, I mean, yeah, coming up with I could see how trying to do any type of accent to a language would be almost impossible to pinpoint to one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
I'm a mix between. Sometimes, I mean, I can talk like a black guy, hillbilly, and an old lady all in one day.
I'd like to hear that happen.
I mean, not in one sentence, but, you know.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, no. God, I just tried to do it in my head, and my freaking head started hurting. It's impossible.
No. It's all right. Derek has moved back around Jacksonville State. You went to JSU, right?
Yeah, I went to JSU. I was there
was
for,
that fun?
Oh yeah, man. When you're, I almost went through twice, man, like 7 years type gig. And it was a good run down there, man. Got into the bar business. Well, started off giving the bar business and then got on the other side of it and started collecting money, which was pretty fun. But I had a good run down there, man. I had a lot of fun.
And now it's time to grow, expand your opportunities in North Alabama. A few more people here, unless it's Talladega weekend. There's a few more people up
now
here Mark consistently.
Now, Mark, get on there to Talladega. You're going to go down now at 28 on the way to Atlanta. You're going now.
Say your Cockney accent.
What we're going to do is we're going to load up the RV. That's what we're going to do, start this off. And then we're going to get so many pork rinds, I don't know how we're going to tote them damn things. And then we're going to head on down the road, and we're going to watch the good old boys down run a good race. That's what we're going to do.
Hell yeah.
That's my drunk redneck who's like, maybe lost the tip of his tongue to smokeless tobacco, but they sound similar.
You know, Derek had me down at a show at Brothers Bar, and it was very very cool down there. Probably should have not agreed to it now that I think about it, because it was a 2.5 hour drive back for a 4:30 wake up call the next morning for a radio
That's
show.
That's rough.
So. But overall, the lack of sleep was worth it. That was a really good show. Really cool little bar down there, Brothers
Bar. It is a cool bar, man.
For the record, I would kill myself if I were you.
Right now? Or yeah,
I was about to say, biggest insult I've heard in a while. I would blow my head off if I was you. Anyways, we're going to take a break and get right back to not being arky, thank God.
Well, I'm going to erase all this stuff off my whiteboard. But it was a cool place. That's where I first met Derek. And Derek, so now back up here running a show at Club Virgo. That's still going every...
Well, we're not doing the open mic deal anymore. Now we're going to go back to the featured show.
Okay.
So, because nobody gives a shit about open mics. I mean, it's just...
That's kind of a fact.
Yeah, it's like everybody gets really excited about it. Everybody gets together. And then it's like, damn, man, we're going to have to do something different. So going with the featured show and kind of having a couple weeks of the build up and that sort of thing, it seemed to work out better for me. I know there's some great open mics in Huntsville that are doing it, but it's just really hard, even though the comedy scene is growing. It's still not quite big enough to have an open mic night 7 days a week to have all of them hitting, you know, each time.
Right.
So
we've talked about this before on the show, and I know you've heard of many of the episodes. That basically,
you don't even have to catch me up. I'll be right in.
Yeah,
I'll be right in stride.
Shouldn't have started with a laugh. But the scene here is just there's a lot of funny people. It's just. To do an open mic every night of the week, it's just asking a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's just asking a lot of people, especially comics who are traditionally not making a lot of money, who got to come in and at least, you know, it's kind of a richer move to go in and have yourself an open mic set, not at least have like one beverage or one appetizer or something.
Yeah. Five,
so that adds up. And it's just kind of, you know, it's hard to ask a scene like Huntsville to support that so much, especially with, there's like a feature show happening all the time now. Like I know there's one happening tonight at Maggie Myers. This is dropping on Monday. So tonight at Maggie Myers is a feature show happening. The sports page has stuff. There's feature shows at the Flying Monkey that is once a month. There's sort of the open mic feature show that's happening at Hooper's now. It's on Tuesday nights, I think. It's a lot to ask of one community. And we've talked about this on the show before. Is that healthy for a scene like this? And I'm not so sure.
Not 100% on that. I think we're kind of beginning to determine it's hard for people to come out a lot. Then again, five PBRs, 16-ounce PBRs are only $10, so.
Yeah, but if you're asking someone to come out three times a week,
$30,
it's an extra $30 before gas
and tip
and tips
tip
each night.
Tip
and I think the point that you're trying to get at is kind of like in Atlanta, okay? In Atlanta, their comedy scene is just through the roof, okay? And a lot of it has to do with population and having a great comedy scene that's been, you know, that's had its roots there for a little bit now. And it's really, I know right now, just by social media and other things and following the comedy scene in Atlanta, man, it is on fire. And it works out better like this, because if you have open mics in Huntsville, we're trying to recycle crowds. We're trying to recycle people. We're hoping that maybe this crowd that came out on Monday would be willing to do it again on Thursday and maybe again on Saturday and sprinkle in some new faces here and there. And I think that like in a place like Atlanta, every night is a fresh available crowd. You know, you have so many people. Okay. And so, you know, Monday through Sunday, you've got all these different open mics, all these different, you know, comedy scenes and such. And if you have enough people, then you're going to constantly have fresh faces, fresh people. It's just in Huntsville, at the size we're at and the rate that the comedy's growing, we might be outgrowing ourselves a little bit right now and expecting too much from our patrons, our fans, right, our people that want to come be part of comedy.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe it's time to condense it just a little bit, not too much, because I know we're all excited. I'm excited for comedy. And the cool thing about comedy is there's really no bad comedy. everybody can get up and do something and bring something that's fun and whatever to watch. But maybe it's a little bit more quality over quantity. You can run people off by forcing shows down people's throats, by accepting every comedian that comes up on stage. Now you're maybe putting a little bit of a bad product in front of people. You can really lose people forever on comedy. It's a touchy thing. Somebody goes to a show and it's not funny at all and it's a waste of their time. They're not ever going to give it a shot again. You know, I'd like to consider it like a, you know, like a theme park. People figure out if they like roller coasters on their first trip to Six Flags. Nobody goes, I'm going to go back and try the Batman again. I know I threw up the first time, but you know what I'm saying? You either have fun or you don't. And I think it's a little touchy area to where we can over contaminate, if you will, the comedy scene by just letting everybody and anybody and whoever and da da da, and maybe, you know, condense it a little bit, you know, and give a stronger product to a smaller crowd.
Okay.
I know I went way too long right there.
But no, I was just wondering
when you were going to breathe.
I wanted to see how long we could quiet just to sort of make Derek feel. I agree with you. And I think that the interesting thing is, like, even when you just look at something like Facebook invites or something, that on my timeline, there's, you know, I have a whole bunch of the comedians that are on my friends list, and I'm part of the comedy page and stuff like that. And that's all it seems to be. It's just promotion for the most part. It's just promoting, which is, it's fine. But if there's a new show every 15 seconds, you know, it's kind of, I can see how people would want to, you know, remove you from their timeline, how people would want to just sort of tune you out, so to speak. And I think that's why a scene like Huntsville needs to sort of like pick its spots a little more.
Yeah, you just gotta be careful not to spam too much.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. Like, people are constantly asking me to, hey, promote this, share this, like this, do this, click on this, button this, rub this, touch this. It's just, it feels like a lot of like, all right, I have a job I gotta pay attention to too, by the way.
That's right.
Every time I get on Facebook, I like to be a little like, all right, decompressed. Ah, more work.
Yeah,
more work. I don't know. I mean, I think I do know. I just don't know. By the way, I'm announcing my new feature show happening every Tuesday morning. It's going to be a little hard to do, but it's the public library, and it's a whisper show. Sponsored by the Ying Yang Twins.
Okay, instead of laughing,
you have to snap.
What in the world? Whisper show? Jeez. Hey, everybody, where do you see this?
Oh, you beat me to it.
Where do you hear this joke?
Everybody in the audience.
Snap your fingers.
No one else wants to snap their fingers to make it feel like a crowd? Okay, I'm the only one who approves this joke. No, I worry about that. But you talked about roller coasters. I don't want to get off a tangent here. What's your favorite roller coaster? Do you have a favorite?
Think about that, 'cause I gotta go Goliath at Six Flags.
What is it?
Goliath at Six Flags.
See, my first roller coaster is probably always going to be my favorite because it was my first. I can't say that about women. Like the nice. Ninja. Like the Ninja was my first one at Six Flags. And I don't know if it'll ever be beat. Just because it was
the first one.
I mean, I've only been to Six Flags once, and I've been Orlando Studios, Universal Studios once. And that was fun. Like, one of the rides was like a water Popeye ride, which felt like it was for 4-year-olds.
There's that.
The only thing I remember is that there's a ship that kids can basically get on and squirt you with water as you go down sort of the flume, which is like, feels like insulting.
So basically you just go, like, people shoot you and you get super wet and you just have to walk around with all day.
I do remember that. Could not wear my shoes the rest of the day.
Now, the Dudley Do-Right ride in that place is really fun because it's one of those log rides where you just...
So that's the one we couldn't go on because it was under maintenance? Well,
yeah, you missed that one. That was really fun. Yeah. Oh, well.
Derek, do you have a favorite roller coaster?
I was sitting here trying to think about how lame my childhood was.
No, I'm with you, bro.
I didn't go to too many theme parks. I went to Six Flags for the first time 3 years ago, and... It's crazy how they put a theme park on the sun. It was the hottest place I have ever been. And it was like, after you go the first time, everybody's going to tell you, oh, you didn't get a fast pass, blasty pass, fast pass. You didn't go to the very front. You didn't just scoop to, oh man, you didn't get to experience Six Flags. Well, listen here, Jack Wagon, nobody said anything to me that. So I was standing in the back of the line with 15,000 people. It was 114 degrees and I had a $14 snow cone. Okay. And so I didn't have the best time at Six Flags. I rode the freaking log thing with the water over and over again because it made sense because of the temperature. But I mean, if I had to think of my favorite ride there, they had some type of promotion going on that for that movie, whatever. And it was like this ride that shot you straight up in the air.
Drop zone.
Maybe it was a drop zone. It's like you're in a circle. Okay. And everybody's like strapped in. And it's kind of like the super shot or whatever they used to have over here beside the Space and Rocket Center, if you will, you know, where you get strapped in a circle and everybody's feet are hanging and they like say they're going to count to five and they count to two and they shoot you up in the air really fast.
Acrophobia is what it's called.
Acrophobia. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not a roller coaster, but that's what I enjoyed.
It's a good movie.
That is a fun one. I like it when you lose your stomach.
That's right.
Not like lose your lunch, but like lose, like, when you get, you know, the bike.
I enjoy
there's
that,
an option, like, there's a ride where I can lose my stomach. What's worth the gas money? It's worth not getting the Blasty Pass.
There's a ride,
as you called it.
If you don't want to play for the Blasty Pass, just get yourself in a wheelchair and they'll let you to the front.
This is called the Advocare Twirlabout. You're going to lose your stomach.
I like that it's sponsored, by the way, like a bowl game would be sponsored.
Tostitos Blasty Pass.
I just when I was, you're talking about like the childhood growing up, I was, I say 13 or 14 when I went to Six Flags. But the only way I could go to Six Flags is because another friend wanted to go to Six Flags during the summer. And he was like, would you like to go? I'd be like, oh, my first thought is never like, I can't wait to go. My first thought is always like, how much? Because I got to ask people and raise some donations here. There's no GoFundMe.
I got to do some car washes.
There's no GoFundMe in 1998. So I'm trying to figure out how to get to money. And that's sad because that's how to look at things. Like we're going to the Garth Brooks concert next Saturday night. And I love me some Garth.
Oh man, me too.
Yeah,
thunder rolls. Can't wait for the lightning strike in that show.
Shoots up from the stage, man.
I'm like, oh my god, that shit reacted like this at 30. But to be fair, he hasn't been in Alabama since like 98 or something. So that's fun for me.
That's messed up.
Anyway, the first thing I thought of wasn't like, man, when is it? I was like, how much? God Almighty. That's gonna be a lot of cash that I'm gonna have to work 100,000 hours to get. But that's what my childhood was all about, and I feel blessed to have had it because it gives me this paranoia of money.
See, I spend money too much, and like whenever my childhood was like when we visited my dad during the summer, he had to cram as much love into a month as he possibly could. So he took us to all these theme parks. He took us to Disney, took us to Wet n Wild, took us to Universal.
God, you were so
spoiled. Yeah,
yeah.
I like the crammed it all into a month thing. Like every morning, it's like, here's donuts, and I love the hell out of you guys, man. Good morning.
Man, you guys are the best kids ever. I love you guys, man. I cannot wait to show you my affection. Let's have some fun this summer. It's like, sorry.
Go ahead, David.
You want to go to the beach? Beach? Yeah.
I don't know. We've had seven straight days of theme parks. I'm a little excitement out. I think my neurons have stopped firing.
You wake up and go to the beach, and you're just like, what the fuck is this? I'm not upside down right now.
Lame. There's no movie to attach this to. Just water and sand.
Yeah, we kept pretty busy when we were at my dad's. I mean, there was a lot of sit around days too, but which was fine. It's just,
we had a lot of sit around days.
Yeah,
a lot of people do a Newmarket. I think it's actually considered a sport.
To be fair, part of it was New Hope too. So I went up like there's like a 500 rung ladder, and I went from rung one to rung one and a half.
Oh, I know. I moved from West Virginia to Alabama, so I completely understand.
West Virginia. What's West Virginia like? Is it fun?
It depends on what you call fun, man. There's fun things that happen.
Are there hill folk there?
Oh man! But a ding, 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 ding. But it kind of, you know, I say obviously. It may not be obvious at all. But I come from some, you know, normal people. But you know, it's just every time you tell somebody from West Virginia, they're like,
"Oh, you must have sex with your cousin."
And I'm like, "It's none of your business, buddy." You know, and she's beautiful, my God. But
look, we were all 15 at once. Hey, yeah. 23.
If my cousin looked like Scarlett Johansson, I'd eat a pancake out of her asshole.
Oh, I mean, no doubt. I mean, she didn't even look anything close to that. Yeah.
What she looked at, David?
Well, you never eat a pancake out of somebody's asshole.
Jeez.
It's not in my top 20.
Well, if I know you don't like to spend money, you can do Eggos too.
You know what? You take what you can get.
That's from Scarlett Johansson. Those are waffles, Derek.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So no, waffles, everybody's in waffles. Pancakes, that's a little hoity-toity. That's 12 to 15 straight days of theme park coming out of David. I got pancakes and theme parks. Anybody else want to see my rich life? David's a self-conscious about that. But he also, to be fair, he did have a rough life. He's from a family of geniuses, so.
Yeah, that's
like
gotta
be tough.
Like
statistical geniuses.
Shut up.
It's such a rough world.
I'm the dumb one.
He got a degree for free.
Nice.
In theater.
The second one I'm paying for.
Yeah, the second one he has to pay.
Can't get away with two.
you're a West Virginia fan, by the way, which is a little different for us here in Alabama. We're not used to people liking things like that.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I know. I lived there till I was 9 and then moved to Alabama, and the only family I have here is like my immediate family. So all my aunts and uncles, grandparents, yada, yada, they all live in West Virginia. And, you know, it's just different. When you walk into my house, there's West Virginia stuff on the walls and the Christmas tree has West Virginia stuff on it. It didn't stick out so much to me until I moved down here and I realized I was definitely the only house that had West Virginia shit inside of it. That was a fact. And, and it's always been good, Archie, to be a West Virginia fan, actually, because not until recently, nobody gave two shits that I rooted for West Virginia. People would root with me. Like, come on, I know you guys did a car wash to get those away jerseys. We hope you win, man. We're rooting for you, Stroop. And then we got competitive and started winning some games, and everybody's like, we can't believe y'all actually travel places to play. So
y'all be a little uppity here with this all showing up in places.
Yeah, no doubt. Everybody used to support.
And winning some of them.
Yeah. Oh, they can't talk or run. We love West Virginia, Stroop. We're with you on it. So, but yeah, man, I'm definitely a West Virginia fan, but.
Did you go to West Virginia games, or have you been?
Oh yeah,
like in West Virginia, because I hear those are a pretty intense atmosphere to be around. A lot of alcohol is allowed there at West Virginia.
That's right.
Football stadiums,
on campus stadium as well.
Yeah, inside the stadium. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, on campus as opposed to any of the Southeastern Conference. You're not allowed to have those.
Definitely,
unless technically, it's not a sports show. Arkansas sells them inside their suites. That's again for rich folk drinking wine and stuff.
That's
so.
For the Jared Jones and the Bill Clintons of the world.
Gotta have your pinky up in there.
But the games there just are crazy. Everybody's drinking beer and burning couches and
burning the stadium.
Burning, I mean, burning couches is really what happens if we win, and if we lose, we are burning the couch. And now they've really, really,
I don't know that one.
They've really cracked down on it up there because, I mean, at first it was like, you know, when it kind of caught on, it was like this thing, like, yeah, we burn couches. And then like, it was like 3 seasons later, it was like, oh shit, the city is on fire. Like every yard had a burning recliner or couch in it. And so, you know, they had to put some restrictions on it.
You want to talk about making some money? That's a business to get into, like selling furniture in West Virginia.
So you can burn it?
I'd never even thought about that. It's like driving around Dega with water bottles for $3. I mean, those guys buy boats after that weekend.
Or Bud Light.
Or like, was it like being around, just going around basically any baseball stadium, like those who have to walk, like when it gets super cheap parking and that, mm-hmm. they walk for like 3/4 of a mile to there. Bottle of water, $18. Yes!
Yes, please.
Yeah, in
take
July
it.
In Atlanta, yes. I will pay whatever you want.
No doubt.
I will suck whatever you want. Here. I will pay whatever
Here's my
you
keys.
Want.
Here's my keys. I'm parked in lot F.
Speaking of F, that's what you would say to this guy after he stole your car.
No, you're giving him the car.
No, you're going to claim it as theft afterwards because like the brain's lost. You're like,
this has been
nowadays.
A bad experience.
Yeah. You mean you don't have stuff like in your house that's a crocheted stuff that says you can't get to heaven in a red canoe because God's favorite colors are orange and blue?
No, actually.
The only reason I have that is because it's kind of like it's like a yard sale item. Like someone made that. It's kind of cool.
No, I mean, I wouldn't buy that
if like it was like officially licensed by Auburn University or something because it would just look like totally manufactured or something.
This I hate
just,
it.
Someone actually. I'm just I don't care. You don't have to live here.
I could
someone
wrong,
actually hand stitched that. That's awesome.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah, that is. I mean, I thought your grandmother or something made it, so I sure as heck wasn't going to be like, wow, whoever did that was half-assing, you know. I thought for sure it was, you know, great-grandmother type
deal.
No,
like a yard self. Like
well, I mean, yeah, I like it. It's homey, man, for sure. I mean, you guys can't see it. We're describing it our best, but it's nice.
It's got the frame that you probably would have bought in 1981 when you made that. So.
It's got a nice little mat on the outside.
Were there Dollar Generals in 81?
Interesting choice to have an orange mat on the outside and the blue mat on the inside. I think it ought to be the other way around.
That's the first time I've considered that. So I'll take that under advisement.
That is pretty trippy there. Can I hit that when you're done? Maybe I'll see the same thing. The orange and blue are backwards, bro.
Wow. That's the graphic designer in me.
Hey, I did bring you guys to actually talk about serious stuff.
What kind of serious stuff?
I had a trust exercise yesterday with my fiance. I let her cut my hair.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was really fairly long, and I let her cut it without even looking at the mirror.
She did a good job.
She did.
Because I haven't walked in here thinking, damn, would your sister cut your hair? I mean, it looks good.
Your sister, me, my fiance.
Of course.
Same one.
Same one. You're from West Virginia. I know you are.
Alabama.
I do like people say, like, we are in Alabama, but they say that we are in West Virginia. Yeah. We are in Kentucky. We are in Mississippi. Where is this out?
It's 2015, guys. This is the 90s.
Oh, my. I remember saying that in, like, 2007. It's 2007, guys.
I know.
Or 2003, guys.
As if it has any significance whatsoever.
I can't wait till, like, we've legalized all abortions, which I think are legal, all marijuana, all drugs, all prostitution, and we're still going, like, it's 2029, guys. Come on. Get him.
Jeez. It's okay to shoot somebody if they're a dick, okay?
And it's 2029.
And you know what? Really, speaking on this, if it makes you happy, you should do it. So kill him. If it makes you happy,
it's
2029. Where Bruce did Caitlin, it made him happy. If it makes you happy, do it. You know?
Speaking of, and that is where I want to go now.
I was trying to segue.
Thank you. Perfect. That's delicious, Derek. I like it. I like it. Tasty. Bruce Jenner is now Caitlyn Jenner. And we don't get very topical as far as like what's happening in the world in this show or this program. I don't even know if it's a show. It's three dudes
talking. You got a guest, dude. It's a show.
It's three guys talking in an office. I'm weirded out by it. I got to be honest with you. I'm socially liberal. I'm cool with the gay folk. I'm cool
with the gay folk.
I'm cool with blacks. I'm cool with Latinos. I'm cool with like everything. This just strikes me as strange.
You know, there's a large part of me that wants to just be like, well, that's what makes him comfortable, and that's he believes that he's a woman in his head, and he wants to change himself, but. There's a lot of stuff going around that like is saying that that's just a psychological thing. That's like I read an article that by a respected I don't know what the credibility is on these things. You know, there's a guy that was a guy from Johns Hopkins, I guess. He was at a psychiatry or something there.
I was straight and visceral.
He's saying it was a psychological disorder of sexual, what the fuck is it called? Like when not the gender
transgender?
Yeah, I know, but
gay, a girl,
gender identity or whatever it
gender
is.
Identity?
Yeah, or something, whatever.
Gender misidentity? Gender the born identity?
I'm trying to remember the phrase he used. I speak so articulately.
Gender dysphoria.
No, but anyway, he's saying that
Bruce
he's
Jenner?
Arguing that
that's not
it was,
bad, by the way. I'm gonna write that down.
He's arguing that it was a psychological disorder, and that statistically, the suicide rate even after taking the operation is way higher than the normal.
I don't even know the science of it. I'm just going like trying to think straight viscerally. Something in my bones feels weird about a dude becoming a chick or a chick becoming a dude.
I mean, if it is possible, which I tend to... I'm just going to stop talking. I'm not good at talking.
No.
I mean, I'll think of some words. We'll come back to you. Derek?
And you know, everybody now is scared. You know, you get a little worried about everything you're going to say. It's going to be wrong or not politically correct or who's this or who's that. And to me, to be honest with you, I've never... And kind of like echoing what you were talking about, Arky, I've never... Even though I've grown up in the South in a relatively conservative environment and stuff, I can't help it. I've tried my best. I mean, my dad was a bar owner for 22 years, so yeah. It hasn't all been conservative. So, you know, I have, you know, done a really good job at, you know, not giving a shit about what you want to do in your life as long as it doesn't affect me. And it's almost a cliche. A lot of people say that. And I feel the same way with Caitlyn, Bruce Jenner, whatever. I mean, you've got all this money. You've won an Olympic deal. Do whatever you want to do. Can I tell you what I have a problem with? The public's reaction. is what scared me the most, to be honest with you. Not what he did. There's been fruitcakes, Looney Tunes, people that have gotten backwards in their own head since the beginning of time. It happens. Whatever, if it's psychological, whatever, if he got bored and got rich on top of a hill in California and decided that he wanted to be Miss Priss, then that's cool. But I've been worried about society as a whole and their reaction. Some of the things I've heard from them trying to play on as if it's totally normal, as if it's, you know, things can be weird as hell and not for you and way out there, and let them do that. But that doesn't mean it's normal, okay? And I can be okay with it. That doesn't mean it's normal. This is just me speaking my personal opinion. So everybody kind of making the battle cry of this makes him happy and this is normal. This is okay. This happens. People, da 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 da. Let's all just be honest with each other and say this, that this shit is not normal, okay? It is not normal to want to tuck your stuff under and really be a woman. It's not. That's not normal, and I won't take that. But it is okay to let somebody be their own person and do their own thing. But what scares me is where it looks like America's heading. You got kids that are reading these headlines and stuff, and all they're hearing is this is okay. Be yourself. Whatever crazy thought you have when you're 13, you know, play on it. Go with it. And that's not true, because we've all been confused and been whatever, you know. I mean, I'm not like confused, like how did I end up at this bar? I'm, you know, not confused. But you understand what I'm saying? You get a lot of hormones and da-da-da-da, and you got to kind of figure out yourself, and you have some weird spots in your life. And it's going to be confusing for kids, because society is just, as a whole to me, has really just taken this on with open arms, a little too much for me, if you will.
I'm right there with you. I think I'm fine. I'm fine with people letting. I'm a little leery of people letting their freak flags fly, and just being in a place where everything is okay, because there is a middle road that we need to travel here. And like, cause there's completely not allowed. This is stupid. This is terrible. Like, I'll use marijuana as an example. Everybody's like, no, marijuana, it'll kill you. Reefer madness, blah, blah, blah. And then there's the whole other school of thought on the way other side of things that says, oh, it's no big deal. It's natural. It doesn't hurt anything kind of thing. There's a middle ground where both are true. Like, it's, weed is not good for you necessarily.
That's
like,
true.
If you can get, they say you can't get addicted to it, but no, you can grow dependence to weed. It's not a good thing for you, and it's not something that I would want my kids to do until they're older kind of thing. You know, and people need to think the same thing about this. This whole, I think there might be some merit to what this guy is saying. Is like, this might not be what you guys think it is. Like, this might be a little more, I think sexual freedom is perfectly fine in my book. I think it's okay, and if that's how you want
to
do it.
You should be free to be sexual.
gender identity, all like I am all on board for the LGBT. I forget how many letters are in it now. I really do. Which doesn't lay credibility in my lap very much right now.
Well, you're not. I'm not trying to depose you in like a science symposium.
I know.
I'm just asking like viscerally what you think, because I want to go what Derek says about normal.
I don't give a fuck. How about that?
I kind of do give a crap because it feels like
I don't like how it's being. I don't like how it's being exploited and how, because like he's. I think that she is like trying to be some crazy ambassador. It's like, why don't you do what you do and stop trying to like, you know, make bank off of it.
She could. I'd gladly vote for her for crazy ambassador.
Absolutely.
She's the ambassador of crazy.
Right.
I think to go on your point, Derek, about normal, this is not normal. This is not normal. And to say this is normal means that there is no more normal anymore.
That's right. I agree. Yes.
This will be far from
scary.
Normal is.
I mean, now, it's fine, but it's not normal.
There is a realm of normal. You know, there is a little bit of a margin for normal, but whacking off your honker is not part of the normal realm.
Right. No.
I'm sorry. Adding a penis to where you didn't have a penis, not part of the normal realm.
No.
Unless you're some of the movies I watch, which that's fine. That's fine. Okay. That's what I do on my own time. That's what I do on my own time. Okay. Stop asking me.
Oh, God.
Sorry. Yes.
We went off the rails.
I'm having a particularly hard time articulating today, but
no, it's all right. We'll keep fleshing this out. I don't think she should be shot for this.
No,
I just don't think. And the other thing,
I think that Caitlyn Jenner is going to probably live with regret. I think that's probably what's going to happen. I don't know for sure, but I think that tends to be the case in general.
See, that's the thing. I don't think she will end up living with regret. She's 65 anyway. How much longer she possibly got left? She's been hormoning and maybe steroiding back from the Olympic days, but hormoning since apparently the 80s. I don't know why it took so long, but it's fine. 2015 is apparently a really big year to do things. Like last year, Michael Sam came out as being gay and got drafted to the NFL. Again, another story that's, say, pretty different from this. Because, again, he wasn't whacking off honkers or adding honkers or taking hormones that helped him become a ladylike or maybe more boy-like, though.
I don't know.
Probably not for Michael Sam. He's probably not the guy that wants to be more boy-like.
I think I'd be more at peace if I knew for sure whether or not it was a psychological disorder or if it was actually some people are born with just a different brain that makes them believe that they're a woman or they believe that they're a man when they're
I think something
sex
has
sex.
To veer you off track. Something had to happen.
It's possible that it's a psychological trauma, but I don't know that.
Well, I was a little disappointed in Here's a different perspective. I was a little disappointed in women just accepting him, bringing him on. Like, you guys aren't like the most badass thing that this earth has ever had. I mean, truthfully, I'm not. I mean, I've got a girlfriend. I'm done trying to.
Women are better men.
Man, they are the.
We're dudes. I mean, do something.
Oh yeah,
I cut the yard last week,
and you're gonna pee wherever you want. And I love that shit. Yeah. I'm glad I'm in on that program.
Yeah, see,
I really am.
I'm very happy. I'm a man.
Oh, absolutely.
But I signed up for that.
But women are better people.
Oh, absolutely. I just use the example like a lot of people do. My mom, I mean, she would kick my dad's ass and pay the bills. So you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, moms, you know, they're badasses, women in general. Yeah. So what I'm saying is I just feel like women just let him on like, yeah, you want to be a woman? Yeah, just put some makeup on, do your hair. Yeah, you're one of us. We love it. I don't think it should be that easy to get into your club. I would have had a lot of respect if women would have been like, you can kiss our ass. You know, where were you at in the 80s when we were making meals and, you know, old dude was coming home and taking his day out on us because he wasn't getting the, you know, long end of the stick, you know, and or what happened in the 70s? You were perfectly fine in the 70s. Why couldn't you be there making dinner for three kids, running around the house, trying to get these people at, trying to get these kids educated.
Show me the ash from one burnt bra. Show me
anything. I just feel like women just rolled over. Well, they, you know,
you could always vote.
Yes. And they were just like, oh yeah, anytime you want to be a woman, we have these things where we talk about how we fought for our rights and everything that we did and how women had to basically, you know, weren't too far different from slaves at one point in their life. And we've come all this way. But if you want to be a woman, put on some high heels, flip your hair around, sister. It's not that hard because all the pioneers before us, that didn't mean shit. So, and nobody's brought up that point yet, and I think, you know, it's a hell of a point, because where are the women? It would have been so badass if the women would have been like, yeah, right, Bruce Jenner, you can tuck it all you want, but you'll always be a male, you piece of shit, you know, and then I would have been like, damn, that's why I try to bang them. Yeah. Look how badass they are. They're tough as nails. Yeah. But, you know, they just rolled over. They always do.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. I think the guys are doing a pretty good job being like, good, screw them.
Yeah. Hey, be a woman. We didn't want you anyways.
That's one more that we add to our pool of possibly trying to get.
Yeah.
That's good. That's actually just helping our numbers. We're just one fewer guy we have to mess up our stuff.
And I got just a case. My dad listens to this podcast, but my dad's a badass too. He works really hard. Tough dude. So shout out to dad.
Shout out to Derek's dad.
He listens to Arky a good bit on the radio. So
hey, show? Which show?
He listens to the weekly show.
Well, I have two weekly shows that work.
I have good. No idea.
Good.
But he knew who you were, and he listens. He you know, owns a land lawn care business. So, I mean, you know, all the time. So, anyways, yeah, Pops, way to go, man. Big dog. You're the best.
Shout out to my dad for taking me to theme parks when I
Yeah, just in case anybody. And guys, you know, don't kick my ass, man. I'm down with you guys. You guys are badass too, man. Everybody.
Shout out to my dad who I haven't seen since Christmas.
Hey, if you get this, man, just shoot me an email.
Dad, find the internet.
Shout out to my ex-wife.
The internet is on computers. No, get a computer.
I had somebody ask me.
It's that box where the dirty pictures are now. Click on it. No, wrong page. Anyway, that feels like another tangent. But okay, I don't want to harp too much on Bruce Jenner.
I'm not good at harping on this, apparently.
I think we did a pretty. I thought we did a pretty good job, man.
I think it summed it up. I think we summed it up nicely. Not normal, but fine. Don't know if it's psychological or just the way things are sometimes.
I don't know if it's but fine. I just think it's strange. It is strange.
Yeah.
I think it should.
It doesn't
be
affect
at,
my life.
I don't think she should be looked at as a hero.
I don't think so either.
That's far from hero.
If there are a lot of people.
I'll give you trailblazer.
There are a lot of people.
I won't give you hero.
there's a trailblazer.
I'll give you trailblazer.
See, in the public eye.
It's a great gladiator name.
In the public eye.
Nitro trailblazer.
Damn. In the public eye, like you don't want to look at it as like, you know, superhero or whatever, but like in a way, no, like
Iron Man's a superhero.
There's a lot of people who are probably struggling with this sort of thing, and seeing somebody come out. I don't know if this is the right thing or the right way to deal with it. I just don't know that. But the fact is, it's relatable for a lot of people, and you know, maybe
it's not even a lot of people. That's a really low minority. We shouldn't give the minority the entire Vanity Fair.
It is a minority,
cover.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that they can't have support and they can't have kind of a flag carrier in the front. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She can carry all the flags she wants. She's just not a normal flag. That's all.
I didn't say it. Well,
I'd like to buy one of those flags.
I don't mind it is all I'm saying.
I don't know why I have to say that she's a girl. Or he's a girl. Why can't I say, what's the words that change where it's like, no, Stroop.
It's just respecting their
wishes. Like,
okay.
It's like when Prince wanted to be called a symbol.
Okay.
You know, you sort of respect it. You'd be like, hey, this is... I was trying to draw the...
Oh, okay. I was like, damn, he's choking.
The artist formerly known as... Help him. No, I'm just drawing in the air. I'm just trying to draw a symbol
in the
air.
Back. No, but that makes sense. Well, I'm going to call him
like
Bruce.
Puff Daddy want to be called P. Diddy or P. Dizzle or okay. P. Dunk or Puff Nizzle.
That was Puff Nizzle.
I think people aren't going to be happy about the way we're comparing things right now.
People can suck it, really.
I don't know. By the way,
agree not to come on the show then if you don't want to.
I'm not a big politically correct person. I don't get it. There's sometimes to be politically correct and sometimes not to be. I think people make a huge deal out of things, and I think that a dialogue, to have an honest dialogue, you have to realize that this is not, like, I think you guys are right. This is not a normal thing. We shouldn't be treating it as such. I don't think it's necessarily, I don't know if it's wrong or not yet, because like I was saying before, I don't
know. Well, I'm not making a value judgment. I'm not saying it's wrong or right. I'm just saying it's weird. I don't know what it is. Like, it's just, to me, in my bones, it doesn't feel like this should ever happen. But I'm not saying it's right or wrong, because I don't know, but inside I don't have a feeling whether it's right or wrong. It just feels way off.
It would make a world of difference to know for me whether they're running away from a problem that happened from a trauma, or if they are actually born this way. And if they are actually born this way, I am so fucking in their corner. But if it's a psychological thing, I'm very hesitant to go, hey, I don't want them to run. It's a bad message to send to, you know, but I don't know either way. So
I also Caitlyn Jenner won the ESPN award for the Arthur Ashe Courage Award, which given away at the ESPYs, their award ceremony every year in July. And some people lost their minds about this because people say this isn't courageous, which I agree. I don't think this is courageous. I think the military officer who lost part of his arm and part of his leg, who's running triathlons and things like that, I think that's more courageous. But I also realize that it's a TV show that they're trying to get people to watch. And yes, there's a bit of a circus element to be like, oh, I wonder what she sounds like and looks like in July. That'll be her first public appearance since this is all.
Now you are thinking with your media part of the brain and you just hit a home run. Because that's all. SportsCenter does not give a shit about what we think about on ethics or anything about it. SportsCenter is like, do you know what my TV ratings are going to be, Arky? There's going to be papers flying out of the damn. I mean, it's going to be going nuts, man. I'm going to have a yacht called Caitlin, okay? And I mean, that's what I'm just saying. You're dead on, man. And you know what? I'm getting all excited. Like, you just showed me this. I didn't think about it that way. I was pissed and upside down about it because it pissed me off that ESPN did that. Like, what are you doing, man? Stay in your lane, ESPN. Let's just do sports and shit and take care of the American troops. And you're my baby, man. We hang out every night. Don't do this to me. But you're exactly right, man. It's the media side of it.
That happens the night. See, you have the All-Star. Let's see, it's the Home Run Derby, then the All-Star Game, and I think there's a night where there's no sports at all happening right after that, and that's the night of the ESPYs. And that is where you have to understand that this is as much as, you know, this could be seen as by some people as sort of the heroic moment, for some people, sure. And for other people, just realize it's a TV show. Who cares what award is given to who? This isn't like the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Right. This isn't something in legitimate life. It's a TV network giving out a TV award.
That's right.
Michael Sam won it last year for coming out as gay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine.
Yep.
It's a TV award. If I wanted to give the Just Wanna Talk award for greenest microphone, I could give it to David, who actually has a green microphone, or I could get it to Derek, who doesn't have a green microphone. It's still my award.
Hey. Whoa.
That.
Yeah.
Who's going to...
Didn't mean to drop that on you. The
I obviously had the greenest microphone in this room.
That may be a bad example. That clearly could be.
No.
It could go back to the blue dress thing, man. That thing looks like blue.
Oh, the blue and the...
Oh, no. Work. Let's not start that again. But seriously, mine's greener. And if you do that, I will be very upset.
That's okay. But some people will tune in for that. For you to be upset.
It's a TV show. I mean,
I'm
you
not,
could go
I'm
on here
not
and
an
you could
object.
Give, I mean, we could probably, if you wanted to on a podcast, you could give, and I don't have a good example on top of my head, but just like even on this show, you could come up with some crazy award like Best American in America, okay? And you give it to a guy that is the four-time reigning Newmarket tractor pull champion because he's down there. He works 40 hours a week.
Yes, and he does.
And he's American as hell. By God, he eats hot dogs every other day, okay? And a lot of people would be going nuts. American! What are you talking about? We got this guy over here. He's, you know, da-da-da-da-da, went and fought it. And it's a TV show. And you think, and you're just...
What about
you know
Larry the Cable Guy?
Yeah, there you
that
go.
That dude got no sleeves. What's more American than no sleeves?
My analogy was a little bit of a stretch, but I think I made the point is you do whatever the hell you want. Whatever you want on your show.
Yeah. You want as many eyeballs as possible.
Yes. Yes.
Like if this is... Like, now listen... Now, there's like a Sports Emmy Award, the show that like actually gives to like what is voted on as like the most, the best studio show and stuff like that. That's not on TV.
Yeah, that's right.
Anybody watching that? No way. Nobody's watching the Sports Emmys or the Daytime Emmys. There's stuff that's for your best production on a podcast.
You're right. You
know, nobody's watching that. I don't lose my junk over that.
I don't want to backpedal here, but if you do the green microphone thing, I don't want to be exploited like that.
Okay, it's off the table. It's off the table.
Unless you pay me a lot of money.
It's off the table.
Okay.
It's off
for
the
sure
table.
Now.
That's fine.
It's off the
that's
table.
Fine. You sure?
Yep. I'm going with that, yeah.
Okay.
I'll do the blackest microphone, which belongs to Mr. Derek Stroop at this point.
Hey, what's going on, man? I got the blackest microphone in here today.
At Active Stroop it on Twitter.
He does, right. He does have a black microphone right there.
And I'm on Facebook. I'm more active on Facebook.
Yes, he is, because clearly I followed him back in, when did I do that show? Like, we're going on two and a half months ago?
Something
like that.
Still haven't gotten a follow back. He did my Saturday sports show. Did a tremendous job on that,
by the way.
Thank
you very much, man.
He did talk about having you more on as a regular.
Thank you.
Still hasn't given me a follow back. I was right there next to him telling him I'm following you.
Radio social media guys, man, this is like him passing me and me just blowing him off at the supermarket.
It is.
I know.
It's worse. It's like you flipping me off and then telling me my fiance's breath stinks. Like, hey, what? Hey,
that's messed up. So I'm gonna follow him back on Twitter.
I need a follow back.
I gotcha.
Anyway. STROUPID or STROUP if you're looking for Derek Stroop on the Facebook. That show for Club Virgo is starting back when?
It'll be starting in 2 weeks, which I don't have the date off the top of my head. I'm going to go with like the 18th.
2 weeks
Thursday.
From...
That would be the 18th. Yeah, the 18th.
Nice work.
And you wouldn't even believe what type of guest that was.
To be fair, he was looking at a calendar. So it's not that big.
Messed up. And I also, if I can give a
Club
plug
Virgo here. On University Drive in Huntsville, basically right next to IHOP.
That's right.
It's sort of that shopping center that's going on sideways.
It has a big sign on it that says Virgo, and the windows are so tinted. It looks sketchy, but come on in. We're friendly.
It's
just the truth. But July 10th, I've got a show straight to L. They've got a showcase going on, and I think they're about to announce that and start promoting that. But that's July 10th, Straight to L. I've never performed there before, so I'm excited about
room.
That.
That's a cool room.
Cool.
Will like it. Temperature wise, it is cool.
Also, the beer there is good.
No doubt. Yeah.
You got to do the Hefeweizen, or I think it's called He Ain't Hefe. A little free plug for Straight to L there.
Nice.
My favorite over there. And the Saison is good too. I don't know what that's called.
Nice. I wish I could have gave a plug like that to Straight to L. That was a nice one.
I don't mind plugging local stuff. Done a show there, so it's very nice. Very.
What is it? Is it homegrown or?
Yeah, it is it's the homegrown.
Okay.
It's the homegrown deal. Brandon Imes will be hosting it, and he contacted me about it. So local comedian will be joining. There's three other guys. Zach Fields, I know, is going to be Chris Smith, and a couple guys from a couple different states will be joining me up there. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Cool.
Looking forward to that. David, you can follow him on Twitter at CD_Dubs.
That is correct.
And on Facebook, David Winsel is there. And also, David Winsel Art is on the Facebook, too. That's the page name, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's you should definitely throw out a plug there, or did I just do it?
You kind of did it. If you ever want to...
I took a picture to give for my fiance, a picture of me and herself, and basically gave it to David. David, draw us like one of your French girls. And he took the exact picture and he drew it with coloring pencils.
Graphite.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, so he's a badass like that.
Yeah, I'll show you that on the way in. It looks very good. Very worth the money. Only a couple thousand dollars. No, it's very good. Very reasonable. Very reasonable. Very cool stuff. Very great gift to David Wenzel Art. Message David Wenzel.
Paintings.
On David Wenzel's...
Do you do like posters and flowers?
Yeah,
like
totally.
That? Oh, well, we're about
I'm
to talk
guy.
After the show.
I'm your guy.
He did a half-baked comedy show, Bake Sale, that was for the AIDS Action Coalition.
He did the poster for that.
Very cool.
For that for the homeless benefit as well.
Well, you've
That's what I'm talking about.
You've done a lot more.
Well,
was there a homeless benefit before that? Yeah.
I just don't litter. Like, that's kind of my thing. Yeah, I'm not littering. That's bullshit.
I don't litter, and sometimes I recycle my water.
There you go. So, that's called peeing, but whatever.
Yeah. Whatever, it's nutrients.
I also do other stuff, too.
Yeah.
David does other stuff, too. David does comedy. Do you have a show coming up or anything?
No. I was just saying...
Hey, by the way, book me somebody, arkyshay.com.
How about
see how funny I am? I can do storytelling, too.
Arky is funny, man. I had Arky on the show.
I'm about to change... Thank you, Derek, by the way. Yeah. I should not have talked all over your compliment of me. Let's try this again. Book me somebody, arkyshay.com.
Arky's funny. You guys should... Yeah, I had him at one of my shows. It was good.
Thanks, see?
Nice run back.
I'm about to start changing my stand-up act. It's become more storytelling.
Nice.
I don't know if I like doing, if I'm even good at jokes, just joke. I think I'm more like tell a story.
Well,
not like the storytelling act, but I have like maybe a PowerPoint behind me, have some old photos.
Well, I think that in Huntsville, all the comedians I've seen, a lot of them are joke. And so, you know.
If you're good at that, that's hilarious.
Oh, it's badass. They're hilarious. Well, I'm the total opposite. I don't even know how to tell a joke. I just talk a whole bunch. I'm like, you know, just rambling on and there's some punchlines in there and I'm kind of ranting. And there's not too many of them out there. So I'm saying that, you know, you should try it out, you know?
Now, some of my favorite local ones, which you guys get a chance to sort of see them. Like, Tom Hand's a storyteller type guy. He has a story, and he has a bunch of jokes sort of within the story.
Nice.
Which is great. Derek's like that, too, in a way. He'll tell, like, your story about Dega. You got a very funny joke that people should go out and see July 10th. Or if you throw it up at Club Virgo at some point.
Yeah. There's cars out there. Stick your head in. Could be me.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you said tell him a joke about Dega. I got to go. Hurry. Is it less than a minute?
Here's a dollar. Really, I'm not late. Stepping all the way in.
But some of my like ones that I like that are like Brandon Iams, like you're talking about.
Hilarious.
It's funny that way. Just to be able to tell joke, go seamlessly in the joke. I can't tell a joke without feeling like it's got to have a natural progression as far as throughout my set.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I feel like I have to go fiance to house to cat or something. I have to go from work to life to cat to fiance or something. Like, it feels like it has to have a natural flow. Some people can just do jokes. Like, Mitch Hedberg can just do jokes.
God, don't listen to Mitch because he will make you think you suck at comedy.
He really will.
Shit. I'm like, I just shut my laptop. I'm like, I'm not funny and I'm stupid and I'm going to try basketball again.
I feel that way a lot.
Going out for the NBA.
I got a better chance. Mitch is a genius, man. And Bill Burr is my favorite. And I've seen everything that Bill Burr does, and like, you know, sometimes it's inspiring, and sometimes because comedy's hard as shit, as you guys know, man. It is, and to me, it was real easy at first because I just got up on stage and I was just talking, and everybody enjoyed it. It was a spectacle to just see somebody to put their, you know, neck on the line. Then when it gets serious, you start booking gigs, and it becomes this and that. The shit is hard. I mean, it really is. It's no, you know, it's hard as hell. Like, I mean, I wish I could give you some answers and stuff, but I got questions.
Oh,
you know?
I don't need any answers. I'm just changing.
Sometimes you have like a month or two where you're just killing it, and then you just have like a drought of another month or two.
What are those month or twos?
And they're so hard. The month or two where you feel like you just feel like you're not funny, and you're like, and you have such a pity party as a comedian. You're like, I'm not funny. I'm just, this sucks. He's not funny either. Everybody laugh. Yeah, good joke, jackass. You know, and I mean, you guys are
laughing at something that's not even funny.
Yeah. How much do you pay you to laugh?
I hate you.
What are those months where you're killing it? What are they like? Are they good?
Oh, man, you think you're way better than you are.
When I say killing it, I say better than normal.
I
you feel good at least.
No doubt.
You don't walk away with your head hanging like you do in those slump months.
Man, that sucks. I know
I'm
what you mean.
Like, I think I have really long way to go before I am anywhere close.
Yeah, I've said this before on the show that there are so many good comedians that you've never heard of, that you think you probably never heard of. There are guys that are just like lifelong comics, or guys that they'll show up at some of these local shows you've never heard of, but are just
you fall out of your chair.
Like one of the guys who I thought was really funny, I think I've said this before, like Randy Gregory, who was like a guy who just tours always at the Stardome or something. Most people never heard of him, but if you go on like an off night, like a Wednesday night or something, every now and then he'll be there and he'll do like a whole week to sort of fill up the calendar. Dude, she's like, you're just laughing your balls off. You're like, why
is he not famous?
Where is he at?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's Frank? And you go like try to find him on Twitter. He's like 700 followers. Like, dude, it's hilarious. It's so much funnier on the stage.
Yes, and I think the same thing goes with music and a lot of things, man. I know that each of us have been somewhere and you've heard a band or a singer and you're like, what the hell just happened? He just melted my face. You're not famous. No, man, I'm a plumber during the week. What in the hell is happening? And it's just, and you know, I think a lot of it in the big scheme of things is luck and where you're at and how it goes and da 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 da. But I mean, I couldn't agree more. You listen to serious radio, listen to some comedy, it's never ending. They're all funny. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just funny after funny after
you
funny.
You're like, well, I'll never get on that.
Yeah. Like, damn.
I have one joke about a cat that'll never make it. That was my best one. That's my, if I had to hit a home run right now, that's the swing I'm going with. And that won't make it out of the infield here. By the way, I just want to say that you guys should support who supports me. AudibleTrial.com. AudibleTrial.com. Hey, for you, the listeners of this show, Just Want to Talk podcast. Offering a free audio download book with a free 30-day trial. Check out their service. Go to audibletrial.com/JWT. Thank you. Announcer voice showed up. /JWT. That stands for Just Want to Talk. Derek, this has been a little slice of heaven. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, man, I've enjoyed it. Thanks,
David Wenzel. Thanks for your art and for your laughter and your times.
and your green microphone.
And my disorganized words.
And thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
Derek, thank you. Acting stupid. I'm gonna get people following you. That way you'll have a reason to get on there.
There you go. And I don't know if to take that as an insult or a compliment, but thank you. I'll get you some followers so you can have a mini feed.
I learned a trick. I'll share it with you a trick. What I do, which is really stupid because there's no reason to be on both websites.
Oh,
if
no.
You do what I do. But what I do is I connect to both of them.
Nice.
And I just tweet. So if I want to post a Facebook thing, I'll just tweet and then it'll show
that's
up
it.
On Facebook.
And I've seen people do that. And if I can do it, then that's it. Then I'm good.
You cover all the bases.
Sometimes but I won't connect them. Sometimes I'll copy and paste from one to the other if I think it's really funny or if I want to sort of, because Twitter is always constantly evolving and pushing.
That's right.
And just refresh constantly. Facebook can be more stagnant. People go find stuff. So I want to see what, like, if something has, like, lasting power. You know, not looking for necessarily 1,000 retweets, but looking for, like, some likes throughout the day and something like that.
See, I even sometimes go Instagram, which feeds into Twitter, which feeds into Facebook.
Oh, God. Oh, David's hitting one button and touching the world.
Exactly.
Pinky in the brain.
I'll do that with pictures. Pictures make sense. Why post it to three different places if you're going to...
God, I love that show.
Sorry.
Why post a picture to three different places if you're just going to put it all at once? But, you know, if you can just do it at once. You know, if you're going to put all of your picture on Facebook and Twitter anyway and Instagram, why not just put it all three? That makes
sense. That's what he's going after.
It just doesn't make sense. For just like your joke or something.
Yeah. Speaking of middle school, we didn't.
Oh, hey, yeah. Thanks for being on. David has a story about David and Derek actually know each other.
Yeah. I think we rode the school bus together.
Yeah, we rode the school bus forever.
Man. Yeah.
It was like, crap. I guess I hadn't seen you in probably 12 years.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that'd be right.
I see that was a Pepsi that he was opening by the microphone. A little product.
Wild cherry Pepsi.
Love Pepsi.
I like cherry.
Coke is where it's at.
I like Coke, but I like the cherry stuff better than the normal stuff. Anyway, you guys knew each other. I'm trying to get off the microphone for a minute. Yeah, bring him back on.
So we play a little middle school football from Monrovia Middle School.
Go Hawks.
I wasn't really built for football. I was like, I hadn't hit my growth spurt quite yet. I was like barely over 5 feet.
You were built for standing.
Barely 100 pounds. Now I'm fast, and I was fast then too. So like they had me on the receivers, D-backs core or whatever. But they have these drills where they would toss you the football and you'd have to go out and go at the linebackers. They just toss you the football and you just run at each other. Oh. And like, Derek, you'd hit your growth spurt. You're like 6 feet fucking tall.
I was, man. I had like hair on my chest.
Feet, 6'2". And I'm like this hairless piece of shit.
Like, he's not lying about any of it.
Hairless piece of crap part. He's not lying about that.
Well, I was.
And I get the football tossed to me. The whistle blows and I get railroaded, just flattened like a fucking pancake.
God.
And like, I couldn't breathe and the good thing is I could take a hit because, you know, my brother always tackled me and stuff like that. My brother was also a lot bigger than me. He's actually bigger than you.
Yeah, he used to be a terrible person.
And yeah. So like, I hop right back up and I'm out of breath or whatever, but like, I hop back up and go to the back of the line. And Coach Weeks is like, Whistle can take a hit.
This guy just got killed. No, and to be totally fair, he could not be telling the truth more. And I don't mean this like in a vain way. I mean, I was 15. I turned 15 in the eighth grade. I was a year old from my grade, moved down from West Virginia to Alabama. So I was literally very close to 6 foot and like 180, okay? I played middle linebacker. And so it was unfair. And, you know,
I tore shit up.
I did, man. I would come off the field and parents would be like, he drove for the damn game. Like, it's not fair to my son. My parents would be like, hell yeah.
My shoes literally came off when you hit me.
That's hilarious.
Literally, my shoes were left in the ground where I was standing.
I love parents of athletes, especially when they're Pee Wee football or Little League baseball or right in that middle school or right before high school. He drove to the game. Come on.
Yeah, man. I used to hear
that
stuff.
Check his birth certificate. Yeah.
He'd win an arm wrestling contest at a biker bar. I mean, you know, they're yelling all kinds of stuff.
He went up the world's strongest man and came in third place on national television.
Sorry, you'll be able to did that right into the microphone.
You'll be able to tell those levels late in the show that was going to be maybe a little distorted. But my second favorite part is when Little League parents get mad at the officials in the
T-ball games.
It's like, all I want is a fair game, Blue.
Yeah.
Call it straight.
All I want is a fair game, Blue. That's great. That's great. The guy turns around. I'm making $17. Sorry.
Hey, I got your cell phone here, ref. I know Jersey had 3 missed calls.
You were an up at the ballpark, right?
I wasn't up at the ballpark.
Put up with that shit.
I did, man. I know exactly. That's crazy. You remember that. I umpired at that ballpark for 2 or 3 years at NPRA over in Harvest. And yeah, man, I used to hear stuff all the time. I could tell you, there's a girl I went to school with, and he knows her, Mary Sullivan.
Okay,
her dad is the game warden, was the local game warden in this area. And I'm 16 years old, and I'm calling a fast pitch softball game for his daughter, yada, yada, yada. Well, he disagrees with a call that I had totally just blown out of the water. And I mean, he comes running out on the field. I give him about 3 seconds, and I decide that, I mean, I'm big league, man, and I swear to y'all, I tossed Mr. Sullivan, 16 years old, like, yes, sir, I'm sorry, sir, I'm sorry, sir, but you're gone. Yeah. He's like, you did what? I'm like, and the other coach with him was Dr. Strickland, who does chiropractic work, and his daughter and stuff was playing, and Dr. Strickland comes over there, and he's like, Stroop, what are you doing? I was like, your partner here got a little wild, and he's going to watch you from the parking lot. 16 years old, man. Greatest feeling in the world.
That badass. Drop
Sullivan's never talked to me again. I mean, none of them. And I left on top. I tossed the guy. I was like, yeah, that's a funny story. Go save the deer, you know, just throw him right to the parking lot. So
I respect the hatred for a 16-year-old.
Yes. Could you imagine?
And I like the fact that you're like, I'm 16. I'm sorry, keep talking.
Yeah.
I'd hate any call you made as a 16-year-old.
Oh, man. He was shaking. I'll never forget. It's funny now because it's been so long, but he was, because he couldn't do anything, I was standing there going, you got to go, man. Acne on my face. You got to go home. I mean, he could have killed me. I mean, there's no joke.
Listen, because your braces are knocking together. So you got to go there.
Yeah.
Look, I'm doing my best out here, and you're kidding my face.
I can't even do that. I can't even do that impression with the retainer, so I'm out on that.
Oh, that's good times. We really should. I can't wait to have kids to be that guy, be that dad. Just because I would like to be the coach and just walk. I want to walk out quietly and just be like, oh, time. Okay, here's what we got.
Yeah.
You have made several calls that I do not agree with. So I would like you to reverse them.
Yeah. By the way, has that ever worked in the history of man? Like until they started doing instant replay, when has that ever worked?
By the way.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know, in the major leagues, they talk about how that can rally a team sometimes for a game, maybe a stretch of games. You got to rally your 7-year-olds.
Yeah.
They're probably just like kicking the dirt while they're probably just like uncomfortable.
Yeah, they
like,
have no idea you're out there.
I want to go home and like ride my bike.
Okay. Yeah, well, the only thing you're teaching them, because they miss all the small details, is how to bitch. You know, yeah. I mean, that's what you're teaching them. Yeah. It's like, oh, when you don't like something, we're just going
to
complain.
Yeah, don't fight. Don't learn to fight, pick your battles. Just fight about everything.
I hate them just as much as I love the Little League umpire that's very dramatic with the strike and ball calls.
Like Leslie Nielsen on Naked Gun.
It's like, thank you. My son's 6. That's, yeah. That doesn't matter.
Oh, man. Can I tell you, being 16 and full of testosterone, I mean, I was ringing up 8 and 9-year-olds. I would just watch TV and I couldn't figure out pulling the weed eater or if I was coming up over the top. But man, I sent some kids. A lot of kids probably helped soccer in the community because there's a couple kids that struck out that probably never wanted to play again. Because I mean, I was right there in their ear. You know,
say one kid in the hospital.
Damn. Got, you know, it's fun.
Just get into it. Yep.
That's the show.
Sorry for my truck driver smoker laugh. I was like, damn, that's a good narky.
That was a good one, Marty. That was a good one.
Oh, nice.
How are we an hour and 2 minutes into this podcast and just now get your smoker? Nah, what do you call that? The voice box voice?
Yeah,
strike,
yeah.
Strike.
You don't always die from tobacco.
Yeah. Another point is
good.
You say that, Arky.
That
tell me something about that voice.
You get me going off something else, which is the only commercials I ever see about smoking are the ones telling you not to smoke. You can't see smoking commercials unless they're like, this will kill you. But like, I wasn't thinking about it until you brought it up. Now I'm kind of hungry. Well, I'm kind of hungry for a cigarette.
The funny thing is,
you got
a
cool
works
on you?
Every time I used to smoke, and I still do sometimes when I'm drinking, but like, when I used to smoke, I would see a commercial like that and be like, I need a cigarette, and walk outside and smoke a cigarette 100% of the time.
And they're always like, I'm just trying to give you the truth. The truth is, I don't know they're out there until you tell me that they're out there. That's why advertising is so important. It's like, how do I know you're making a return at the McRib unless you give me advertising that says it's back?
They do a good job at that.
It's important. I missed the McRib.
You missed it?
I still miss it.
Oh, I thought you said you missed it, like it came around and you missed it. You're saying that you are missing that it's like gone, like yeah. McRib's off of
like war. It comes back for like every 2 years, it comes back for like an hour, and you're like, you gotta get there.
Like an hour.
You know,
it's like the Disney movies that come out like, okay, we're coming out of the vault for 41 minutes, and you're gone.
Didn't the like schools have the Ribbecue sandwich that was like the McRib?
Oh, it's delicious. I mean, to me, but I was knuckle deep in ranch every day.
And square pizza and stuff. I think I miss school lunch a little bit.
Well, if you want to go back to school lunch, it's very simple. Order a Domino's pizza, heat up a can of corn, put the corn beside your pizza, dip a little ranch, eat a little corn. Let's get down tonight. I mean, you're
I like Domino's pizza, to be fair. I like crispy pizza.
I'm a Papa John's guy.
Are Papa you? John's pizza tastes like plastic.
Does Papa John's...
Damn, I love their sauce. It's real sweet.
Does Papa John's do thin crust?
Yes.
I think... do they?
I didn't know.
I like thin crust Domino's.
I like thin crust Domino's.
I worked at Domino's
well.
For like 3 or 4 summers, so I know the lay of the landscape.
I currently work there because I'm a winner.
I love the thin crust. I will not just do deep dish or just normal pizza. I think that's for what's the word? Amateurs.
Yes,
amateurs. Yeah, I think thin crust is where it's at.
I agree.
Can you even get deep dish at Domino's anymore? I know that it felt like they were phasing it out at one point.
You get a pan pizza that's medium, but it's not really deep.
Comes
out really
in a black
deep
box, right?
Yeah.
I feel like we've tried to end the show.
It's actually a pretty good pizza, but you want to have it well done so it's a little crispier and not so floppy. It's a good pizza, but it's also extremely full of butter.
Can I ask you a question about a pizza joint around here? And maybe, I don't know if it's still here or not, but my favorite place growing up was somewhere we had to drive to in Madison called Donato's.
That's still there, and it is good.
Oh, man, I love the little square. You ever had Donato's?
No.
Oh, shit. Well,
is it not deliveries, it's Donato's?
That's funny. It doesn't?
It does.
The one I went to was couldn't make it all the way to where we were at. It's over there in Madison, by Madison Academy, in that area. But Donato's is delicious, man. It's square pizza, cut out little squares, it's thin crust. Hmm. I mean, at least that's what we always got.
I
mean,
I like Marco's pizza.
Marco's is good.
It's good, too.
Yeah, I've been seeing some Marco's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, time to start up a pizza chain.
we're going to call it Don Marco's Donano. Don Marco's Anos. It's going to be extremely confusing. This part may not make it in the show. We've tried in the show like four different times.
Yeah, it doesn't have to make it in the show. It's no big deal. I think we should just turn off the mics.
All right. Quick pause.
What about that?
Pause for editing.
This show's been brought to you by Pepsi Cherry. Pepsi's not nearly as good without the cherry.
I think that's a good way to end it on. Thanks, guys.